coming up on episode number 256. Well, it's a hodgepodge night, which means there's no theme, no request, just a bunch of great music. Of course, all the stuff that you're going to hear tonight comes from independent artists, and you're going to hear some fantastic covers of songs originally played by Lou Reed, Beck, Bob Dylan, Nirvana, a great, great Nirvana cover that sounds like it's done by Dire Straits. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. I was going to say Tuesday night. It's October 25th, 2006. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, bringing you music that you're more familiar with by other artists, but you're going to hear it tonight by artists that are different. See, that's really good. Normally, if I do something like that, I'd start the show over, but we're going to keep going. I got some great stuff for you coming up tonight from one of my favorites, Doug Kilishek, as well as Daphne Rubin Vega, played Mimi in the Broadway Broadway version of Rent, as well as Lisa Richards, Keith Moore, the Naomi Star. All this is just minutes away from hitting your ears via your iPod, your computer, however you listen to the show. And you know, why not? Let's just get into it, shall we? We're going to start off with a song by Lisa Richards. Now, this is was originally done by Lou Reed. It's a song called Satellite of Love, and I just want to take a moment to talk about Lisa Richards' voice. I think she's just got this amazing, amazing, unique, beautiful voice that you know, sounds like a cross. Like I say, it's unique because there's no one really I can compare it to. Probably leaning more towards like the Bic Runga, Madeline Peru or Madeline Peru. I'll let you hear for yourself. Here's her track, Satellite of Love, comes from her brand new album, Mad Mad Love. Here's Lisa Richards.
Satellites come up to the sky with things like that drive me out of my mind. I watch it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Things on TV. Things on TV.
the streets. They reek of tropical charms, the embassies lying hideous shards, where tourists gnaw in the cage. When they dance in a reptile blaze, you wear a mask, an equatorial gaze into the past, a colonial maze where there's no more confetti to throw. Just say to yourself, love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits and make hope to be evicted. You're out of singing funeral songs to the stars. Their anabolic and rooms, they seem to strive in their millennial falls till they fall down in the flame. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in vague hotels to be.
Song that was originally done by Beck in a very bossa nova kind of Latin influence style. That's Elaine Elias taking it, cranking the bossa nova and Latin influence up to 11, or up to 11, with her version of Tropicalia or Tropicalia. There was an album that came out after Beck's Odelay called Mutations, which was a more low-key, kind of folk-influenced album, especially after, you know, very firmly rooted in alternative rock stuff that he'd been churning out prior to that. It was quite a departure for Beck, and of course that song was a good example of that. And this version really emphasizes how much of a departure it was for Beck than the stuff like Loser and Devil's Haircut. That comes from Elaine's new album, Around the City. Of course, I'll have links in the show notes to where you can pick all this stuff up. Before that, you heard Lisa Richards with her Satellite of Love. You know, I was listening to that probably for the fourth or fifth time today as I was recording it here, and heard a little bit of Billie Holiday, definitely heard a little bit of Billie Holiday influence in there, along with Bic Runga and Madeline Peru I mentioned earlier. All right, our next artist is Doug Kilishek, and I've played him a couple times before. I believe I played some Beatles covers that he's done, and definitely keep an eye on this guy because I think he's really going to be going far with his music. He's got the pop knack. That's the best way for me to put it. He knows how to make a great pop song. And here he's taking a country song, originally written by Mel Tillis and, of course, performed by Kenny Rogers, who made it famous. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, performed here by Doug Kilishek.
You painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love down. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go into my patriotic shore. Yes, it's true that I am not the man I used to be. Oh, Ruby, I still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. Wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. It won't be long, I've heard them say, and still I'm not around. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love down. She's leaving now, cause I just heard the slamming of the door. Way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love down. Oh, Ruby, God's sakes, turn around.
Paperback writer, writer, writer. Dear sir or madam, can you read my book that took me years to write? Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer. Dirty man and his clinging wife doesn't understand. The son is working for the Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Take a few, I'll be writing more in a week or two. I can make it longer if you like the style. I can change it around, but I wanna be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. If you really like it, you can have the rights. I can make a million for you overnight. If you must return it, you can send it here. But I need a break, and I wanna be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. Paperback writer. Writer, writer.
You know, one of the perks of doing the Not Lame podcast, which is another one of the podcasts I do, which I'm long overdue for, thank you for reminding me, is that the independent artists who send me their music to put on Not Lame, if I come across a cover that just rocks, I can also give them double exposure and get them on the Coverville show as well. That happens to be the case with these guys. It's the Naomi Starr from an album called Sunshine Girl, a very Posies, even Wings kind of influence sound there. Just a rocker right there doing their version of the Beatles' Paperback Writer. Before that, you heard Doug Kilishek, who's been known to do a Beatles cover or two. He's actually part of a Seattle band called Beatle Envy, but there he's doing Kenny Rogers or doing Mel Tillis by way of Kenny Rogers with Ruby. Don't take your love to town. And every time I say that, my dog's head perks up because her name is Ruby. I was even singing along with it. All right, let's get to the Tony Award winner section of our show. this is Mimi from Rent. Daphne Rubin Vega. Now, my wife and I are both big fans of Rent. We've never seen the Broadway version, but we saw a traveling version that came through town here, as well as the movie. And unfortunately, Daphne was not able to be part of the movie because I think she was busy having a baby. But we get to enjoy her right here with some great music. She has a new album called Redemption Songs, which is a lot of originals as well as some covers, including this Bob Marley cover. You know, something I was just looking here, I didn't realize that she played Magenta in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Broadway Rocky Horror Picture Show. And she also had an acclaimed role in Nilo Cruz's Anne in the Tropics. All right, well, there you go. Here's a Redemption Song, originally by Bob Marley, performed here by Daphne Rubin Vega.
Old pirates, yes, they rob us.
I don't like talking over people when they're singing, so let's get you to start that one more time. Here's Daphne Rubin Vega.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing another song of freedom? 'Cause all I ever heard, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and lurk? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book.
Cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets? Why?
just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book.
Some kind of way out of here, you said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. 'Cause businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth, but none of them along the line know what any of it is worth. No reason to get excited, the thief very kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through all that, and this is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour is getting late. Servants too. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, performed there on ukulele by Kimo Watanabe. I hope I pronounced that right, Kimo. From his album Backyard Music. Just a great stripped-down version of the song with, like I said, with a ukulele. He also plays the guitar, but, you know, I really like that. I like the style. Before that, you heard a Redemption Song by Daphne Rubin Vega from her album Redemption Songs, DRV2. Two-time Tony winner right there on Coverville. All right. Got one more track for you, as I promised at the beginning of the show. A very guitar, maybe a Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits-influenced version. Maybe not. You know, I could just be hearing things. But this is Keith Moore with his version of Nirvana's Come As You Are. You can find out... That's not it. You can find out more about him at Keith Moore, Keith-Moore. I'll tell you in a minute. Here's Come As You Are by Keith Moore. With his version of Nirvana's Come As You Are, very, very different from the original, and I really like his guitar work on there. He actually, I was saying this at the very beginning of the track before I just gave up, he's a composer guitarist in San Francisco, and on his website, keith-moore, moor.net, he has a bunch of free jam tracks that if you're a musician and you just want a virtual player to practice with, you can download his free jam tracks there and just jam along with him. Of course, I'll have links in the show notes too, where you can find out more about Keith Moore as well as all of the artists that you heard on tonight's show. But let's say you're looking for something else. Let's say you're looking for a place to tell me what you thought of this show, to give me your feedback, to make a request, or to make a suggestion. Well, there's a bunch of ways you can do that. First off, the website, coverville.com, everything you need right there, the email addresses, the phone numbers, links to the show notes, comments, a forum where you can discuss things. There's a lively discussion that's been going on there for months about whether an artist can cover themselves or cover music that they did when they were part of a group? I say yes, but there's some valid arguments for both directions, as well as a place where you can make suggestions for future theme shows, cover stories, etc. Check it all out, coverville.com. That's your one-stop shop for everything cover-related. Can you tell that I just make up this crap as I go along? All right, we're going to be back on Sunday night with another request show with a bunch of fun stuff, as well as trivia and call-ins and things like that. I also have a couple of surprises hopefully lined up for that. You'll catch that one on Sunday night. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.